Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
What if I told you that all the answers you're searching for are inside of you? Many people walk through life not knowing themselves and not knowing that we have all the answers inside of us. And I am one of those people who walked decades of my life not knowing myself. I used to hear many voices, mine and others, because that's what we do as humans, as people. We listen to many voices. And today I am going to talk to you about how to get to know yourself so you can listen to the voice of your true self, so you can understand that all the answers you're searching for are inside of you. And by saying that, I want you to remember that you are important by simply being here on earth, living life, and creating whatever that you desire. But us humans, very often, we forget how important we are to create what we desire. And that is because we don't know ourselves very well. For many years, I lived in survival by doing. And there's nothing wrong by doing, but there can be many wrongs when you are not aware, when you're not in the present moment, and when you are thinking or believing that you have to do many things. There was a time in my life, for 5 years, I was a full-time mom, full-time student, full-time working, a wife and homemaker. I was being pulled in many directions because that's what I thought I needed to do. And I was wearing many hats, and I was exhausted. I was very tired. And what that way of being did to me, it disconnected me from my true self, because honestly, I didn't know myself at all. I was doing and doing, thinking that I'm doing the right thing, working very hard, building my life. And there's nothing wrong again with it. But when you're not aware how you are being with yourself or treating yourself when you are doing many things, then you're not in a good place. And what I mean by that is I was exhausted by wearing so many different hats. I would have back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, and have many sleepless night, and I would not do anything to help myself because I didn't care. I didn't care to sit down and ask myself, how are you feeling? I simply didn't, because in my mind, or these voices that I had in me were telling me that I have to show up, I have to do the work, I have to take care of my kids, I have to go to school because that's what everyone is doing, going to college, getting a degree. And that's where my focus was, doing and doing and doing, creating and creating and creating. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. But when you are disconnected from your true self, you continue living your life by doing what you hear all these voices are telling you to do. And that's a trap for us human beings, because we are not connected with our true self and we don't really know what we are doing, because it almost feels like we are wasting our life by doing something that we don't really like to do. So I did something that I really didn't like to do. I chose to go to college because I thought that's what I'm supposed to do. Everyone has a college degree. Why not? Why should I stop myself not have a college degree? And there's nothing wrong with going to college. But are you enjoying? That's my point. Are you enjoying being a student? Are you enjoying working 9 to 5? And that's my point here. Do you know yourself enough to know what you are doing or how you're living your life? Are you taking that time to stop yourself and ask these questions? How are you living? How are you feeling? Are you taking a good care of your physical body? I would stress and worry about exams and not have a good night's sleep. And that's normal. It is very normal. But when you're pulled in many directions and when you're doing too many things to just do, because you hear all these voices, and the voices are, let me talk a little bit about the voices that us humans hear and we are not aware. So you can get to know yourself better. The way how I got to know myself better, with the help of connecting with my true self. See, again, there's nothing wrong with doing too many things and being pulled in many different directions, but you're not focused to do what you came here to do. And that's what I was missing in my life, doing other things, going, helping other people, but not truly helping myself with what I needed to do. So I would do things for other people and not really take care of myself. And we cannot take care of other people if we don't take care of ourselves. So I had no more energy, and that's when things went down. For a good reason, went down. Because I guess my body, my heart, my soul said, enough, dear. You're helping others, but you're not helping yourself. So let me talk about the voices. We have the voice of our true self, who knows everything about ourselves and knows everything about me and my soul. And we have the conscious mind. And the conscious mind is just 5% the thoughts that we are having in our mind constantly. And these thoughts can be controlled, but also they cannot, because they are constantly coming. See, my nails, I can't really. Stop them from growing. I can't. Same thing with our thoughts. But I can stop myself and say, hey, Tia, what about you cut your nails? And I can say to myself, with my thoughts, 5% of the thoughts that run our life, I can say to myself, Tia, let's have positive thoughts. Let's focus on what I desire to do or what needs to be done. So the conscious mind runs our life only 5%, all the thoughts that we are having inside of us. And then in our physical body has a voice too. It's our emotions, the subconscious mind. And the emotions of the subconscious mind is just a record It's just a program that has been programmed since our childhood. Every experience that we have experienced, every trauma that we have experienced is stored in our physical body. So 95% of our feelings, our emotions, can run our life when we get older. So basically, Tia, who used to work a lot, this physical body, this Tia, was ran by the subconscious mind, the programming that was recorded in me since childhood. I needed to work hard to create a financial freedom. I needed to become a mom because that's the culture. I needed to go to college because that's what the society said. See, all these voices, and that's how we run our life, with what we listen or what is programmed into our subconscious mind. And then we have the ego. But there's nothing wrong with the ego. Ego is just protecting us. And when we learn that the ego is protecting us, and when we learn how to tame our ego by speaking to ego, then the ego can be in our side, in my side, with my true self, with the voice of my true self, to protect me when I need to be protected, or to help me when I need to be helped. The ego can help us to run faster, to grow faster. Imagine if the ego has three legs, you can run faster. But all we need to do, if we have the power to do, or what you need to do, and you have the power to do, is tame your ego. See, there are many voices. And also, there is another voice that we run our life with, and that is the conscious of the collective. And what I call that is the voices of the society, your teacher, your friend from high school, or the voices of your neighborhood. These are energies. These are the people's voices that you can allow to say something to you, and you can keep those thoughts, that voice inside of you, if you allow it, if you give permission to it. But if you don't, then you are focused. You are here and now. You know yourself. You know, and you trust yourself what you are up to or what you're doing in life. And when you know yourself, and when you connect with your true self, then that is the voice that runs your life 100%. Then you become someone who wants to learn and grow by simply being a student of your physical body, a student of your heart, a student of your voice, a student of your soul in the human body, by having this desire to know yourself. And once you get to know yourself, all the voices that you're hearing, and connect with your true self voice, then you will start taking a radical responsibility of your life. And that's what I did. What I did was helping myself to know myself and let go of the things that were no longer working. The limiting beliefs, for example. I had so many. I grew up in Macedonia in a small village. And the culture there is quite different. Women are not allowed to go to college or have a driving license. I remember when I turned 18 years old, my father said, "All right, Tia, it's time for you to get a driving license. I was a very good student. And that was my gift, to get a driving license. And let me tell you, where I come from, ladies don't drive a car. Ladies are dressed up in a skirt and wear a scarf, stay at home, cook, clean, and take care of the family. And when my grandfather heard my father saying that I am getting a driving license, oh, he got furious. He got mad. And he said aloud to everybody in the room, a lady stays at home, doesn't drive, a man drives. So there were many limiting beliefs that I needed to let go in order to be here where I am, to speak and share how to get to know yourself. So we can let go, or I had to let go of many limiting beliefs that were stopping me to become the woman who I am today. And who I am today. And I will share with you how I got to be who I am today to help many people with the work that I do. But it's a journey to get to know yourself. And the first thing that helped me to get to know myself was a silent meditation. Silent meditation has changed my life from the inside out. And let me tell you how that got started with me. Remember when I told you that I was wearing many hats, working, being a student, a mom, wife, homemaker, a friend, a daughter, and didn't know how to create the boundaries to take care of myself but help everybody else? Well, 3 years ago, I got invited to join a meditation. And let me tell you, I needed to be there to start taking care of myself. At the time, I met my mentor, Monica. She said to me, Tia, you're doing so many great things. I hear so many great things about you. But I would want to see you starting to work out and take care of your physical body. I was like, what? Working out? I didn't know how to lift weights. But I listened to her and I joined to start working out and taking care of my physical body. And that was the first thing that I did. Take care of my physical body by exercising. So I did that, and later on, she invited me to join a meditation. And I said to her, sure, I will. It was on a Zoom call, and I remember that day. It was Friday at 6 p.m. I had a very long day, but it didn't stop me from joining that meditation. I grabbed my phone, put the headphones on, and I went in my bed, not knowing what to expect or what to do. So I joined and I started listening to the voice of this Reiki practitioner who started the meditation and started talking about the chakras. If you don't know what chakras are the 7 centers of our physical body. And she started talking about the 3rd eye, and I was like, oh no, this is where the devil is. But I said that, and I continued being in the present moment. That was the first time that I felt my physical body being in the present moment. I was calm. I was relaxed. I was connected with my body like never before. I was feeling my body like never before. And during that moment, being in the present moment, listening to the voice of this healer, suddenly, I started to feel this warmth. And then I started to see this light. It came close to me. In my question, how did you start to see TM? I started to see it with my mind's eye. And this light got closer to me and it said, I heard the voice said, Tia, we are here. Don't fear us. We love you. We have always loved you. In that moment, tears came down from my eyes and I got goosebumps all over the body. And this warmth, this love, this moon, I will never forget. It was the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And since that day, I started to connect with this voice, the voice of my true self. And my heart started to open up to get to know myself better from that moment. And then once the meditation ended, I went to look at myself in the mirror. I didn't look like I was the same person. And there was a glowing eyes. My face was like brighter. Like there was a shift right in that moment. My feelings, my emotions, my thoughts were all positive. Good. Like I had this good feeling, energy in me. And that's how things started to shift. And then I was very curious to know. I wanted to know everything about myself. I wanted to know why I'm here, why I was born in Macedonia, why I moved to the United States, why I got married so young, why I have two children, why I do what I do. I was curious. I wanted to know everything. And I did. This voice within me was helping me, giving me spoon by spoon, feeding me with knowledge and wisdom. But one thing that told me to do was, Tia, get to know yourself, find yourself. And at that moment, I was like, what do you mean, find myself, know myself? I'm here. I know myself. And they said, no. And that's how I started to get to know myself, by connecting with myself with silent meditation. And during the silent meditation, they would show me where I needed to heal past experiences and bring myself here in the present moment. And what I mean by healing past experiences were all the traumas that I have experienced in my childhood, all the limiting beliefs that I needed to let go and make peace. So I started meditating in silence with the intention of healing myself, healing every experience that I needed to heal and let go. And that was the intention that I did. Anything that did no longer worked in my life, our relationship, I went back and I healed and I made peace with it. And then I let go. I let go so much. Anything that was no longer working, I was letting go and making this intention of taking a radical responsibility for myself. Like looking around every area in my life, what was working and what not was not working. And I would take this not like control or try to fix, but I would clear things out so I make room for the new things to come in. So I would let go of the things that no longer were serving me. And what I mean by that, people who were trying to take advantage of me. I started to make boundaries and taking care of me and saying yes to myself and not to the people who were used to my help. And once I let go with this good intention to take a radical responsibility of myself, I started to connect with my true self even more. And that's how my thoughts and my life started to change. Because when our thoughts change, then our identity changes as well. And I'm telling you all this to tell you, start taking care of yourself. You have one body, one life, and you have only one voice. And the voice of your true self is within yourself. You're not disconnected from your true self. You know what you're listening. And when you're listening and when this voice is telling you something, do it. Keep the word and start taking action by being focused and doing what you desire to do so you can live the best life for yourself and then serve others by being the best version of yourself. And that's how you change. And that's how you get to know yourself. And that's how you serve others, by simply being connected with your true self and taking care of yourself. And that's how you will take care of others the best way ever. Thank you so much.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.